Stephen hasn't changed. There's a side of him that I see now, the giving side. That part of him is something that I really admire. Not a lot of people that I know have that. Stephen gets most excited in life right now when he's doing something that's what I would consider philanthropic.
Well, I think for both of us, the attributes are kind of the same. They just represent themselves through sort of different paths a little bit. And so over time, you know, I think 25 years together, you do rub off a little bit. So I have gained some of the things I admired in her. She's influenced me in a positive way. And I think we've learned to really operate as a team much more now. And getting involved with other people has become a real gift for us. It's something that I don't think we realized how much personal satisfaction you could get out of it, how much fun it can be to you. And so we're, you know, coming up a couple months away from our 25th anniversary. That's sort of a milestone. Hopefully, it only marks the first half of our time together. You know, I look around and I don't think there's any couple out there that I envy as having a better relationship than the two of us. You know, we're very lucky. We have so much fun together. We think we're at a great stage. We're young at heart. We're having fun. You know, look good, feel good. We know you can't take health for granted, that you can't assume things will just be okay. It actually, to me, becomes a very important enlightenment that says, hey, don't just assume I'll get to that good fun stuff later. Embrace it now. We got pushed through experiences that forced us to have to mature, and I think of it as perspective. Everything gets seen through a different prism, and with that, it helps you become more understanding of the frailty of things in life. I talk a lot about the fact that when I turned 50, that resonated for me. It was sort of a, boy, the next 20 years, I hope I have good health. And how do I want to spend that time? What do I want to use it doing? And I think for us together, that will be a great part of what comes next. We always feel blessed in a lot of ways. Both our girls are wonderful people. They're really good kids. They're going to be great adults. But in the end of the day, I think for us, it's about measuring success in your life is really about being happy. And that's what we want for them. You know, they'll have to find their way through balancing their own desires for what they want in life and achievement. But we try and put it to them as, look, it's really just about being happy because that's what matters most.